Hello, thank you so much for downloading our episode. This is John Gora. I hope you listen and you get inspired. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get our episodes each and every week as they drop. Be the first listener and get inspired. So great to host this wonderful, great guy, a poet, a writer, an influencer, a coach, a guy who has packaged his, industry. I call it your own industry. That's basically your own industry, you know, and it's what you're doing to brand yourself and bring the change that we want. You know, basically, when I introduce this conversation right now, we're going to talk about something, how to make money from your gifts and talents. And the person who's going to take us through that is one and only Chinedu. Chinedu has been a friend of mine for quite some time when we met on LinkedIn. And whatever he's doing there, I don't want to talk about it. He's going to tell us what he does and he's doing it and why he chose to do that. And that's why I thought the best person to tell us how to make money out of talents and gifts is Chinedu. So Chinedu Baba, you know, in my place, Baba means father, and Baba can mean like, you know, closest friend. We are live. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I can listen to you.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing here over in Nigeria. When you say Baba, it means father. Like when you respect someone, like, yes, this person is actually doing well. This person is doing great. So you can call the person, hey, you are Baba. So you're definitely correct. You know, it's good to be live here with you after a long time that we've been trying to get this out. And I'm more than happy to be on your show now. And let's just do it. Let's just do it. That's all I have to say. Let's do it.
You know, it's great, Chinedu. It's great to have you here, being one of those people who also were part of my, you know, growth on LinkedIn. I remember the first call we had long time. It's last year, I think, the beginning of last year, and taking me through how to leverage and how to use LinkedIn professionally and just getting it going. And it's been something that is tremendous. You know, it changed my life. It changed the way I set myself on that platform. And this is what we want to know today, because there are so many youths around the world. There's so many youths in Africa, especially Africa. I want to talk about Africa because that's where we are from. And
yeah,
we are chasing opportunities. We are not getting ourselves ready for the opportunities. And this is what I want to ask you as the part of introduction of this conversation. We want to know basically who is Chinedu before we know what he's doing. Because maybe I'll tell people he's a writer, he's a poet, he's a storyteller, he's offering some writing services and training and all that, you know, making copywriters go viral and all that. But who is Chinedu?
Thank you, John Gora, for having me on your show once more. And I am very happy to be here to share my experience, my journey with everyone watching. You know, this is Chinedu Junior Hinyekwaba, like I always call myself. From Nigeria, like you know, and I've been on this platform. I've been on LinkedIn, not because I really want to be there, but I was actually there looking for a job. But there's one thing that I know about myself. Long time, I love to write. I love to write every time. You know, I write, but actually, the problem I had is I don't know what to do with what I write. So when people call me a writer, I just laugh. Like, I didn't see myself as a writer initially. I didn't even see myself as a poet. But I know I love to write in a unique way. I always write in a unique way, in a unique style. So when I was looking for a job and the job wasn't coming, you know, as it is in Africa, like you do everything possible. Even if you're qualified, you still don't get a job. You see, that's why so many people have been leaving the country, trying to go overseas to see if they will get a job, you know. So in the process, I was angry, upset, frustrated. So a friend of mine told me, like, guy, while we're in school, you always write and I always love what you write. How about if you start writing? So I'm like telling the guy, you're crazy. What am I writing? Right? Who's going to pay me to write? The guy said, come on, don't say who's going to pay you. You know, the problem with you is you just want to figure out everything first. I will advise you to just say, just try, just start. Just write all those things you used to write back then in school. Just go ahead and write it. So I'm like, really? For real? Okay, I started writing. That's how he told me on the platform. Like, if you get on LinkedIn, you're going to get a job. So when I got on LinkedIn, I was looking for a job. I was writing recruiters. And they didn't reply me. And I'm like, what is going on? So I stopped. And instead of writing them, I started writing my own content. I started writing things that's annoying me. I started writing the pains, the frustrations that we Africans, we go through. You know, I started writing it in a poetry style. But I didn't know it was poetry. I was just writing in a unique style with rhymes. Then people that were reading would always say, oh, man, you write in poetry. You write in poetry. So I said to myself, is this poetry? If this is poetry, I don't know. I just know I love to write.
Yeah.
And in the process, someone said, it's poetry. That's how I got the name Poetpreneur. So the guy said, oh, guy, you're writing poetry. You're a poet. I said, I'm not a poet. The one day I spoke with the lady, and the lady said, it was Omozua. Omozua said, man, you write a lot. You are a poet. I said, really? Okay, if I'm a poet, I want to be an entrepreneur. I don't want to just be a poet. I want to make money. So I took entrepreneur, I took poet, then I cut off the entra from the first syllable. I cut it off. So the preneur left. I joined it with a poet. So I make it poetpreneur. Like, I'm a poet, but I'm also an entrepreneur. I want to make money. So that's how I started. So I think when I changed that name to poetpreneur, a lot of people now started asking me, what is the meaning of poetpreneur? I said, a poet and an entrepreneur. Like, I said, wow, interesting. Never heard of that. So that really pushed me to start leveraging how I can write and make money. Since I have called myself a poet and an entrepreneur, so I started finding every possible means to sell my work. Man, I must tell you, it's not easy, but it is possible. And until you do it, you never know it is possible. If you don't do it, it will always remain impossible. But until when you start, that's when you know it is possible. So I am basically a writer now. When I call myself a writer, I do copywriting. That's for those that want to sell. I do poetry. I write script. I ghostwrite for authors. You know, sometimes I collaborate with some of them. We write together. We share ideas. I've written some books with this publishing company. If I remember the company, I'll mention the company. Business Expert Press. Yes, Business Expert Press. I did 3 to 4 books with them. You know, I've worked with so many copywriters, you know. So I ghostwrite, I write for people that wants to sell on the social media. You know, I promote, I do sales, I do business. So I'm a writer and an entrepreneur because I use my writing to make money. And I've been doing that for the past three years now, since 2017. I've been using my writing to make money. And I must say, it's something every youth must embrace. You must embrace your gift. It's very, very important. The jobs are always there, but you need your gift to unlock the opportunity. That's it.
That's a powerful one. You need your gift to unlock the opportunities. And that was the second part of this conversation that I was coming to. You know, we all go through a system where somebody is born, you're brought up, you know, grow, and then you start schooling. And after school, we go searching for work. And that's what we call, you know, chasing opportunities. You want opportunity to open up here. Maybe you've got some friends. I've got my uncle in town in Lagos or Abuja. I want to go there. They get me some jobs. I've always had a lot of people say, instead of chasing these opportunities, we have to prepare ourselves for the opportunities. Because at times you chase them, they come and they slip. So how did you get yourself prepared for these opportunities whereby now when they come, when the opportunity comes or knocks your door, you are ready. You're not like, oh, I've missed something. You know, this opportunity, you're bringing me this job, mm-hmm. but I don't have maybe a laptop to do the typewriting, or I don't have something that's internet. I don't have internet. So how do you get yourself prepared for these opportunities, Chinedu?
You know, John, the truth is, there will always be reason not to do something every time, whether you like it or not. Whenever you want to do anything, there will always be one reason not to do it. So a lot of job seekers out there, they have that talent, they have that gift in them, but they don't know how to go about it because why? They are always making up excuses. If you ask them to start a business, they will tell you, I don't have money. But I can tell you, you can start a business even if you don't have money. You just need connection. You just need connection to make things work, to tick the boxes, and boom, you are into it. So when people sit down there and they complain, oh, I'm from a poor background, I'm not educated, I don't have a laptop. I started my business without even a laptop. I was doing it on my phone. Everything I was doing it on my phone for 2 years, 2 to 3 years. I was doing everything on my phone. So people don't have, you don't have any excuse at all. No excuse. Zero excuse.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing everything on my phone. So when people, when you see people making up excuses, these are people that are not ready. When you are not ready, you always find excuses. But when you are ready, you find one way to just get it done. So when my friend told me to get on that platform, I got on the platform, pick up my phone, and started writing. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a phone. Everyone can write. That's the truth. Everyone has a phone. Everyone can write. Whether it makes sense or not, write it. So when I knew where I was going, I knew I want to make money. That's the first thing. I want to make money. But who's going to give you money when they don't see the value for it? So you must show the value. So I asked myself, I can write. Fine. Since I can write, how can I make people give me opportunities that will pay my bills? And that's how I started writing in the poetry style. I actually was writing that poetry style to stand out from the crowd. I was doing poetry to stand out. I was doing poetry so that people can see a different dimension of writing, because everyone on the platform was writing about business. They were writing business, business, business. So I said to myself, if I join the people on the platform writing business, I'm not a businessman yet. Yeah, I have a business mindset, but I'm not a businessman yet. I don't have the experience. What will I be writing about? So I said to myself, the story of my life is enough for me to write. What is going around me is enough to write. So I started writing that in a poetry style. When I started writing a poetry style, people noticed me like, who is this guy that always writes something different? This guy is not right. You know, someone told me that I've been on this platform for a long time, but I've never seen this type of writing style. And that's how I started differentiating myself from the crowd. People started seeing my own writing differently. People started seeing it like, wow, this guy is writing something different from what we have been reading. So that way, the poetry, I stood out, and a lot of people were eager to look at my profile. Like, okay, this guy that does poetry every time, let me check his profile. In the process of checking my profile, they were able to read my skills, my accomplishment, what I can do. They read about me, and they said, okay, this guy writes. Oh, this guy, he does, he blogs. This guy does this, he does that. And in the process, they were able to see it. And some of them, and one thing about writing is, when you write and people are attached to your content, they start to grow this love for you. You start to get this love from the people. You know, if you look at Gary Vaynerchuk, he comes out, he shows up every time, and a lot of people just have that love for him. Not because he's an angel, maybe because he's the best, but because he's showing up and whatever he says resonates with the people. So he's getting loved. He's getting loved every time. You know, he's getting loved every time. And that's it. So when I started writing it, everyone was loving it. Everyone was loving it. Everyone was loving me. They were like, oh, this guy's doing a nice job. This guy's doing an awesome job. And in the process, They started checking my profile. And while checking my profile, the opportunity started coming because the people love me already. The people love what I write already. So they started coming to me. They started bringing the opportunity. And that's how to use your skills to attract opportunity. You just have to start. You have no excuse. You don't have any excuse to say, oh, I cannot do this because I'm this. I cannot do this because I'm that. Start. Even if you're not perfect, start. When you start, you start to get better at it. Most of the things I started with were not awesome. So when you start getting better at it, you start attracting the people to you. In the process, you will attract the right people to you. And when you attract the right people to yourself, the right people will bring opportunity to you. And that's how to get opportunity when you are ready. If you are ready, do something that can attract people to you. And when people are attracted to you, opportunity will find you. That's it.
That's perfectly said. Perfectly said. I can't even agree more, Chinedu, because I've seen it happen even to myself. Because a lot of opportunities, when I started to leverage LinkedIn after that talk we had, and then I talked to Corey and Christine and started using it perfectly, I got a lot of opportunities through it. In fact, even the work I was doing for the commentation of football and basketball, I got it. It's a gig I got through LinkedIn. A friend of mine just contacted me.
Wow.
We were like, you can do this here. I can connect you to because we are lacking somebody who can handle this. Can you train for just a month and then do it for a month or two? And by that time, when he was contacting me, I was down. I didn't have a job. I was in Bahrain. I had just finished my contract and I had not signed the new contract. So I was like, yeah, I can try it. And I did it. I got a lot from it just because of, writing, posting videos, doing what I do best on LinkedIn, and people just see what you're doing. There's another problem that comes with it, Chinedu. People get they want to get results very fast. They want to kind of, get the gigs because Chinedu is getting gigs. So I'm like, if I write for 1 week like Chinedu is writing, I'm gonna learn this. And then after 1 week, no result. The second week, result. The third week, no result. They go away. So, what do you have for these people? What is,
Man.
what should people expect?
Honestly, I've had people that they've come to me for mentorship and like, I want you to mentor me. But in the process, I realized that these people just want to get it done faster. It doesn't work that way. It took me 6 months on the platform, writing three times every day, because consistently. 6 months before I got my first gig. You can imagine how that took me. So one thing for people, when people tell me, oh, I want to do this, and in 1 month or in 2 months or in XYZ month, I want to get this, then I tell them you're not ready yet. Because if you are ready, you won't be telling yourself, I need to get this done in 1 month, in 2 months, in 3 months, in 4 months, in 6 months. No. All you just need to do is show up first. So I tell people like this, master your craft, master it first, do it well, do it very well. Do it first. And don't put a time frame. Of course, in your head, you want to pay bills. I know that. Yeah, I want to pay bills. I want to do this. I want to do that. But the truth is, do this, perfect it, forget about it. Enjoy it first. I was enjoying my poetry too. I got to a point that I just want to write. I just want to write. I just want to touch people's lives. I just want people to read this and say, wow, this guy is awesome. Africa has got talent. This guy is awesome. And I was lost. While I was enjoying it, I was lost in the process. Enjoying it. I was enjoying it. I was not even thinking about the gig at all. I was not thinking about the money again. I was just enjoying it. I was enjoying it. And that's how the opportunity comes. So I tell people, yes, you want to pay bills, but don't say I will get it XYZ. In XYZ, this must happen because you never know. You could say it will be 1 month or 2 months, and it takes, you can say it's 1 month or 2 months, and it takes 6 months. And you can think it's 6 months and it takes 1 month. I mentored a guy. I told the guy not to put his mind in getting the gig, but he should first perfect his art. Do it well, do it better,
Yeah.
And don't worry, opportunity will come. One thing is certain, if you're doing it right, opportunity will come. No, there is no, there is no, that is non-negotiable. If you're doing it right, opportunity will come. So if opportunity is not coming in 6, 7, 8, 1 year, you're not doing it right. You are not attracting the audience you're supposed to be attracting. So when I told this guy, I said, focus on your mind, do it first. This guy, it took this guy just 1 month to go to before he got his first gig. He got his first gig in 1 month, he started. And I told him, wow, that's interesting. It took me 6 months to get my own first gig. But it took him 6 months to get, it took him 1 month to get his. So what I tell people like this is, don't put a time frame on it. Just do it. Do it well. Do it. Do it well. Improve at it. The opportunity will definitely locate you. If you're doing it correctly, the opportunity will come. It is certain.
That's so true. That's so true. I trust that and I believe in it as well. Because, chasing the opportunities and there's another problem that we have. And this is caused by the social media where people want to do something because the others are doing or because somebody's winning through it, but they don't know how, what somebody is going through to win through whatever he wants to venture into. So that's what leads me to asking you, you guys, like right now in the month of August, you are having a mastermind class for LinkedIn with Stella. And I wanted you to just have a brief, talk about this mastermind class. What should people expect? What are you going to tell people there? And why are people paying for it? Because I've seen a lot of people paying for this class. The first you hosted, I see a lot of guys went for it. And it has got some advantages and it's got some good things out of it. And that's what will teach us also, that if Chinedu is winning through Poet, I don't need to do Poet. I need to do something that I'm good at, but then find that kind of the touch that the we call it the anointing button or anointing oil to know how I'll do mine. Because if Chinedu is writing Poet, maybe I'll do just something else, but how am I going to do it? So what are you guys talking about in the mastermind class, LinkedIn class with Stella in August?
Thank you for that question. I was much respect to Stella Da Silva. She reached out to me and we like, guy, we need to do something together because it's been a while. We've been thinking of doing something together. And she reached out to me politely. I said, guys, don't you think we should do something LinkedIn mastermind? And then she reached out to me at the appropriate time because I was already talking a mastermind class with another lady that I see that she helps job seeker a lot. The reason behind this, I look at what LinkedIn has done for me, what I've achieved on the platform. And I said to myself, like, there are so many people that reach out to me every time. And first thing they do it wrongly. Hey, Chi, can you teach me how to make money? Can you look at my profile? I'm not making money. I'm not getting job. And sometimes some of them will write something lengthy to you. And when they write something lengthy to you, I just look at it and say, what is this? What is this? So I said to myself, a lot of people still need to be trained. I would have loved to do it for free. But the truth is, when you give it a, when I did my Fiverr masterclass, we had over one, for the two classes, we did two classes. We did the first one, and we did the second one. We had more than 150 people that attended, thanks to our sponsors. Our sponsors bought like half of that slot to give out to people. I realized that some of the people that got this free slot, some didn't even show up on that day. You got a free slot and you did not show up that day. Some of them were not coming to me like 3 days after. I was given a free slot by your sponsor. And I said, are you kidding me? The class is up. The class is over. You're just coming today. I realized that when people don't put their money into something, they don't take it serious. You can't give people wisdom for free. They will mess it up. They won't show up. So I said I told myself, if it's just five people that have paid for this class, let's do it with five people. I know that these five people will come. They will come to this event serious, prepared, ready, and they will impact what you teach. Some people come and get it for free and they don't appreciate it. And that's the truth. When you don't sweat for something, you may not appreciate it. And that's why I said to myself that, nah, I'm not going to do this for free. I'm going to let people to come. Because if you guys always reach out to me that you need mentorship, you need that, then this is a class. Because there's always been a demand from people that I get, most especially job seekers. And we are like trying to take the class and teach them how they can network. The goal of it is to teach people how to network. Because, you know, Stella Da Silva herself, she got a job in Allman through LinkedIn. She got a job on the platform. True. She got a job in Allman through that platform. So Stella always write that a lot of people are getting it wrong. So people are on the platform looking for likes and comments and views and followers. And that's not what paid the bills. That's not what's going to bring you opportunities. And that's why me and Stella said to myself, like, we got to educate the people. We got to let the people know that they need to stop looking for these things. And instead, find the right audience, your target audience. And that's the essence of that class. We want to help so many people who are into, who are self-employed, you know, who are looking for client for their business, or who are trying to make to get a job as well. How you can position yourself, how you can find a job, how you can do this, do that, and make the opportunity work for you and make things work for you. And that's what we're trying to work at. That's what we're trying to do. And that's why we make it so cheap. We probably make it so cheap so that everybody can afford it. You know, we choose affordability over profitability. We say, no, let's make it affordable. And that's why we put that little fee there, because we want the people to be serious. I don't want people to just come and say, I missed the class. I missed the class. And when you bring in people for free, they're not going to take it serious. So that's why we want serious-minded people who are willing to take a step and do something with their life. That's just it.
That's very true, Chinedu. You know, you've said something, you've talked about something touching on free things. The truth is, I've never seen somebody who, you know, succeeded in anything that they were given for free. Very little. Very little with free gifts.
A lot you of can't.
People, they can't, because one thing is, like, you don't even know how much it costs. You don't know how somebody, you know, suffered to get what you're getting for free. So that's why these things, it's high time we get out of freedom, you know. In fact, they say that when you are free, if you have a free time, like, you've got nothing, nobody's controlling it, you do nothing. But when your time is controlled, you do a lot of things. So free is expensive. We cannot go for it. That's why you know, somebody sponsors a mastermind class like that and somebody doesn't show up. They come late. They are like, oh, you know, I was held up somewhere, because they don't feel the taste. You know, when you dip your hand into your pockets and you get $10 or $20, you pay for a mastermind class, you can't miss it.
Exactly.
You don't miss it. You've touched on something about liked, numbers, views on social media. And it's the next thing that I wanted to ask, to discuss. You know, I've seen a lot of posts and a lot of things happening, especially on LinkedIn. You know, I've got 30,000 views. I've got 30K followers. Do you think this following without having a target group and strategy helps, Chinedu?
It's like this.
I see you smiling about that.
Let me break it down for you now. Okay. Imagine if I'm selling cars. I have a company manufacturing cars and I'm selling. And imagine if all the people that we are, all my followers, all the people that love my company, are children from age 5 to age 14. Am I going to sell any car? But I have like 5
You're
million.
You're going to sell to
who? I have like 5 million kids. 5 million kids following my company page. I manufacture cars and I have like 5 million kids following the page. Maybe because they love cars. I'm not easy to be difficult to sell. Even if I will sell, some of them will only tell their dad, daddy, buy this car, buy that car. It's going to be difficult to sell. That's how some people's followership are like. They are like, oh, some of them are having people that are not even active. It is good to have followers. Yes, it is very good. But that should not be the goal. the likes and the views, yes, you can be happy about it. The truth is, at some point, we are all happy about it. Oh, I have a follower. Oh, I have this. I have that. But the truth is, you have got to pay the bills. You've got to get a job at some point. So when you know that, that's when you realize that those things does not make sense at all. So what I tell people are like, yeah, it's good. You must have followership, but make sure that your followership is bringing you something. When it's bringing you something, then you can celebrate it. But if you're having 5 million views and you're still a job seeker for like a year or 2 years and you are getting 5 million views consistently, then something is wrong. If 5 million people can be reading your content every month and you cannot find just one employer from it, and you cannot get at least one business every month from the view, what are we celebrating? Unless such person is just online to share his knowledge and not expecting anything. But for any, because I know one thing on LinkedIn, like 70 or 80% of the people on LinkedIn actually wants to get something out of the platform, because it's a business platform, like we all know. So when you celebrate that views and it's not amounting to something, it makes no sense. So that's why I tell people, make sure you're celebrating the right thing. That's it. I'm not against people celebrating their views or whatever, but I just always remind them that, hey, while you are celebrating this thing, try to evaluate if these views is bringing something to your bank account at the end of the month or at the end of the week. And if it's not bringing it, you have to reevaluate. It means you are being seen by the wrong audience. If you are in the right audience, then you will get something from it. And that's one of the things we want to teach on in the mastermind class. For people that just shout, oh, I'm 100K, I'm 200K, and you check their profile, they are still job seekers. You check their profile, they're still not getting gigs. So we're trying to teach them that this is how to do it, and this is what you should be doing instead. That's it.
Perfect. That's well said, Chinedu. And I don't have much to add on that, because that's the truth. You can be having 1 million views for 2 years and you're still a job seeker, or maybe you don't have a gig. So you've just been advertising your views and, you know, advertising followers. It doesn't add up unless it's just something you're doing for fun. And you're not like, you know, you've got just some time you spare somewhere to have some people following you for nothing. And there's something that I love about you, Chinedu. I've been watching it ever since we met on social media, and that's community work. I see you doing it a lot, and I don't know why. And I would want to know it from your own perspective. I see you, you know, donating some things, working with children, and oh, wow. Unfortunately, I don't know what happened, but I missed Chinedu. I hope he will get back again. So I'm having Chinedu Junior here. We are discussing about, thank you. He's back.
Oh, okay, back. Sorry, I don't know what happened. Maybe connection or something, but it's back now.
We are discussing about how to monetize talents and gifts. Unfortunately, the signal went down, but Chinedu is back. So I was asking you about the communal work that you're doing, how you're serving your community, you know, doing those philanthropic works. What makes you do that, Chinedu?
Well, first and foremost, whenever I sit back and look at my life, there's one thing I always say. I don't know, I could find myself in this situation in a short space of time, coming from the point of being a job seeker. Mm-hmm. When you go for hundreds of interviews in 2-3 months, and you still cannot land that job. You know, I used to go for interviews several times. I would travel to another state in my country to go and do job interviews, and it's not working. And I was frustrated. You know, I did that for like six, seven, 8 months, or up to a year, and nothing was coming up, and I was so frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at how I got a turnaround, in 2017, November, that's when the turnaround came. And I got the first gig. It was a very well-paid gig. And I got a permanent one to be with that company, and I was doing it. And in the process, my life started changing. You know, things I could not afford before, I can now afford it conveniently. You know, things I couldn't afford then, I can afford it. And I can take care of my needs. I can take care of some little things around me. So I look at myself, I'm like, I'm grateful for this. And being someone that has, I'm from a humble background. I always think about it like, it's only God that has done this for me. And the best way I can say thank you, God, for answering my prayers is by showing kindness to the poor and the needy in the community. And being someone that I'm always against the government, I don't like what the governments are, what African governments are doing. I don't like it. One bit, I don't like it. So instead of me sitting and blaming government, nothing is going to happen if we sit and blame government from now till eternity. Nothing is going to happen. So the best thing we can do is just stand up and do and play our own part. You know, I don't know this American president that says it's not what your country can do for you, it's what you can do for your country. He's not lying when he said that.
Yeah.
So what actually made me started that was I was one day at the ATM trying to use the ATM. Then I saw a little boy who was crying. I've told many people this story several times. So I asked the boy, why are you crying? He said, I've been sent out of school. I cannot pay this. I cannot pay that. I said, then go home to your parents so they can pay. He said, I don't have parents. I said, what about your mom? Late. Your dad? Late. Wow, you're an orphan. Who do you stay with? John, this boy stays with an 82 or 83-year-old grandmother. What can an 82 or 83-year-old grandmother do for a young boy of, is it 12 or 13? I think 11 years. So what this boy practically does is he goes into the street, he hawks, and when he saves money, he pays for his tuition. It's a government tuition, so it's being subsidized. And I asked this boy, how much do you make on a good day? He said on a good day, he makes $1. Wow. So on a bad day, how much do you make? He said something like 30 to 40 cents. And how are you coping to pay your tuition with $1 every day? He said he used to save it. I said, how much is your tuition to start with? He said it's something like in 3 months, it's like, I think he said he pays 15 to 20 USD because it's a government school, is being subsidized. He only pays for his exams. So he will save that every day until he could save till 15 or 17 USD. So we'll go pay for his tuition. I said, who is aware of your predicament? He said, the teacher. I said, I would like to talk to your teachers. So I went to his school. I spoke with the teachers and they told me that, yeah, that's his story, that he's not lying. I'm like, wow. So this is what this boy is going through. You know his predicament. And nevertheless, you still collect money from him. They said there are so many of them. Yeah. And if we help him, what about others? There are many. We cannot accept him alone. So I said to myself, like, okay, can you give me like 10 people so I can be responsible for whatever they... I said, I need 10 people. So I made a post about this boy and someone reached out to me and said, hey man, I saw what you're doing. I love this. It reminds me of when I was still in Africa. Can you get me 10 more people so that we can match them together and do for 20 people? And we'll be taking care of their tuition. And that's how it all started. And that's how I fell in love with it. You know, I think the best thing you can do is help people that cannot help you back. And I started doing that. You know, and that's just it. And ever since I've been doing it, I don't regret, you know. And the truth is, all of us, we blame the government, but how many of us are actually doing something for our people? You just expect the government to do this, to do that. You are also a government in your house. You are a government in your community. How best are you treating people? That's what I ask people. That's what the question I always ask. If we all come together and say, okay, our governments are not good, let's abandon them, let's pack them aside. Now, let's get up and say to ourselves, what can we do for our own people. And that's where the change starts from.
Wow. That is a very touching story, Chinedu. It's so touching. And I know, I come from Africa and I know how it happens. At times, you know, people go through a lot to just get an education. And, you know, it touches me that we still have some people who've got humanity because, you know, our minds are so much filled with a lot of things. People only want to gain. People don't want to lift others up. And that's why we tend to complain too much about the government. But there's a statement that you've said, like, you need to help people who cannot help you back. Nobody knows about this, but it's a secret. It's a secret that's got a lot of blessings, I know, in it. Because when you help, you're helping without even expecting to get something from it. But the thing is, that's when things start hitting you back. You start like reaping what you sow. It's just like going to the farm and, you know, putting the seed underground. You expect it to grow. You expect it to come, you know, grow and give you some grains, but you don't know. An animal can go and pluck it out. So sometimes we don't just need to be looking at helping those we really know are going to help us back. We just need to do things and move on with life. So you've also talked about leadership, and I totally believe that leadership is not about positions, but it's about doing something that can create a change that can make tomorrow a better day than what you found today. So before we summarize up what we are talking about, Chinedu, I want to ask you a very interesting question. Can you sum up your success in one word? Like, what has been the word that inspires you to do what you've been doing as Chinedu?
I'll say what pushes me every day is the hunger to be a better person. When I look at hunger, that's just the word, hunger. Hunger to be a better person, hunger that I've been through. You know, you don't know what it means to be hungry, you know, been through that. And the hunger as well to be a better person, like, yes, I've been through the worst. And I want to come up better. I want to come out and change my story. I want to do things that my parents couldn't do for me. I want to do things that I never had the opportunity to have. So I want to do better for my kids. So that hunger to become a better person, plus the hunger that I've been through growing up, is what pushes me out every day and that keeps me going. Even when I want to slow down, I remember that, wow, man, you've been hungry in the past. Do you want to be hungry again? No. So get up and keep grinding. Get up and think. Get up and do something creative. Get up and be smart. So whenever I remember that, and whenever I say, okay, you promise that you want to give your kids the best life. Okay, push yourself out, do something. And that's what keeps me going.
Wow. That's so sweet. The hunger in you, the hunger that wants you to be a better person than what you are today is what keeps you going. That's so sweet, Chinedu. And the last thing that I want you to tackle, I saw you also complaining about this. It's bullying, it's trolling, and it's those people who are on social media to make you disappear. Yeah, those people who are just on social media who wants you to go away. You know, that your winning is not their taste of food. So they would do anything possible to make you go away, but you've kept it. You've always been there. You're winning. And these trolls have gone. I don't think whether they are there anymore, or if they're there, they are fearful. They're not doing it like they used to do it in the past. What message do you have for the trolls? And how do we avoid going away or letting trolls win over us?
I used to be mad at. There's a particular one, James Danley. Then he just came and he was trying to bully me. Was trying to troll me, and I was angry. And one thing I realized about these trolls are, not all of them are actually trolls. Some of them just want to catch fun. But if you fall into their bait, They just come and play that. They come and play that card. And if you fall for it, most time I just said to myself that you're upset, typing angrily back at the troll. Perhaps maybe the troll is sitting with a bottle of red wine and is laughing at, oh, I think I've gotten this person. So the truth is, hurt people hurt people. Some of them are actually hurt.
Yeah.
And if you're not happy, you cannot make someone else happy. That's the truth. A sad man cannot make another man happy. So what I tell people is, at some point, you just have to let them be. You need to grow a thick skin that when they bring their trollish attitude, let me use that word, trollish and trolling attitude, you have your button. You can block, you can delete, or you can choose to ignore. So ever since I learned that I can choose to ignore, when I reply you and I see that you have time for this bullying and trolling, I just tell you, have a nice day. Nothing beats a troll more than you telling a troll, have a nice day. Or if a troll says something and said, oh, John, this is bullshit, you're stupid, you're writing nonsense, blah, 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 and you just say, thank you, the troll will be defeated. Say, what? Because the troll is expecting a reaction from you. And the fact that you did not react and you just tell the troll, thank you, after saying all sort of nonsense to you, and the only thing you write back is, thank you, the troll is defeated. So you just choose to be silent. You know, there are better things you can put you can invest your time on. And not trolls. You know, at the end of the day, we want to make money. At the end of the day, we want to get business, want to get jobs. So if you waste your time replying them, then you are defeating that purpose yourself. So the best thing I tell people is, why let someone you don't know make you angry? Why let someone you don't know get into your head? Why let someone you don't know ruin your day where you can actually choose to ignore? Every time you spend replying a troll is a wasted time, because you're not going to get anything meaningful from it. And a troll is like fighting a pig. When you fight a pig, you get dirty, but the pig loves it, but you will never love it. So it's better you just leave the troll. You can block, you can delete, or you can ignore. That's it.
Wow. That's so sweet and so powerful, Tinedu. And it's been a very, very interesting time that we've had here. Thanks so much for creating this time, Tinedu. I guess our listeners have learned a lot. We have a lot of people watching, Felistas from Bahrain, Dennis David, Zablon in Dubai, Barak Abev in Bahrain, Steven in Kenya, there's James Kachanja, and some who did not send a comment, so I can't see. But I have almost a total of 12 people still online watching us. So something that I would want always to make this podcast something great, Tinedu, is always the parting shot. And today's parting shot, I just wanted you to speak to an African child. You know, Baba, like we started. Sorry, Tinedu is gone again, but I hope he's going to create that time to connect back again. Sometimes we do have some technical problems, but I hope he will be back. And
I'm back again.
Thanks God, he's back.
I don't know what's wrong.
Okay, yeah, it's a network problem. That's cool. So we have a big problem, especially with our African brothers, Tinedu. We are not investing on social media. We are totally not investing. And investing, part of it is not like putting money in it. But we are just there waiting for John to update a post, and then we troll him. Waiting for somebody to put something, we troll him. But we forget that this small time that we have with some internet, we can make money. So what do you have for the African child who's looking for bigger things? You know, we've gone to school, we've got the papers, but we are thinking, with this kind of a mobile phone, I can make money. Somebody thinks they can make money with this. What do you have for them, Tinedu?
Yeah, to every African child listening or watching me right now, what I have to tell you is, the world has evolved. Gone are those days you just think the only place you can make money is sitting in the office. You can make money on your phone if you know what you're doing. I know many people that just work on the phone. They work and look at the COVID that even. COVID has taught us that we can work from home. So every African child watching me or listening to me right now, don't wait for that job, because you might wait forever. because the jobs are not coming. But the best way you can do now is you can be on the social media doing what you know how to do best. Networking with people. All these recruiters, they are online. All these people that need your services, they are online. It's your duty to connect with them. It's your duty to find a way to engage them and get something meaningful for your life. Instead of you sitting and complaining, you can make a difference in your life. You can do something different. And how? With the mobile phone you carry about and your internet, you are already connected to everyone all around the world. You're in Bahrain and you and I, we are connected. And that's the joy of it. And that's how I connect with so many people and we talk business. So if you're sitting there and blaming the government, you will grow white hairs doing that. If you sit down there blaming the structure in Africa, I'll tell you many people have made it using the social media to propel their career, to propel their business, to propel their life, to change their story. I'm going to introduce a young man to you. You should bring the guy. I met the guy on LinkedIn and he was doing something wrong on the social media. So I taught him, I explained some things to him. Today, he works for an American NGO. He is the country director or the country manager of that company. He has traveled to Kenya. He has traveled to Dubai. He has traveled to South Africa. He planned to go to UK before the COVID thing, all by using the social media to land these opportunities. While putting in the work is also networking. So to every African child listening to me, you are talented. You are awesome. You're beautiful. You're skillful. What do you need to do? Show yourself to the world. If you don't show yourself to the world, no one will know what you're doing. No one will see you. No opportunity will locate you. You won't change your story. But if you're skillful, you know what you can do. Get out there. Do it on the social media. Do it anyhow. Connect with people. You'll get better at it. An opportunity will find you. Thank you.
Powerful.
Thank you.
That's very powerful, Chinedu. I really love it. I really love it, bro. That was a powerful one. I think those who have got ears to listen, this is it. This is what we need to hear. And it's perfectly said by Chinedu himself. So it was nice having you here. I hope this will not be the last part of us discussing or talking about, you know, this. I would like to host you to talk about LinkedIn only, not about, you know, how to make this money, but how to leverage on LinkedIn. So we'll plan that and have some time to talk about Chinedu. And I would just want you to talk about those who are not on LinkedIn, Chinedu, how can they join your mastermind class? If you permit me, I can send the link. I can put the link on the comment section. I can copy paste the link from LinkedIn. If you permit me, And then Facebook so that who are connected with me and you want to have training, a mastermind class with Chinedu, which is happening online. They are training you on how to leverage on social media, not only on LinkedIn, but all platforms of social media to understand how you can target people and use it to generate some cash. Everybody wants cash. Nobody doesn't need the cash, man.
Exactly.
Even if you are just somebody who is prayerful like I am, and who knows that everything is coming from the church, we need money to build the church. So everybody needs a cash. For you to get it, this is the guy. He can show you how to do it on social media. So it was a nice time having you, Chinedu. Unless you have something to say, I'll allow you to have some time with the family, man.
Thank you, man. It's been awesome. I hope to come back again soon.
That's great. So, cheers, baby. Cheers. Cheers.
All right,
have a great evening.
Yeah, you too.
Bye bye. Take care.
Bye.
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 Thank you so much for choosing One Top Podcast and listening to today's message. I hope you subscribe not to miss any episode that comes each and every week. We'll drop it right here to inspire not only you, but the world over. One Talk, the world unites.